Nixon, who is challenging Cuomo in a Democratic primary, says New York should follow the lead of eight other states and take a major step in ending what she calls the racist war on drugs.
I believe it's time for New York to follow the lead of eight other states and D.C. and legalize recreational marijuana.
Nixon says 80% of the New Yorkers arrested for marijuana are Black or Latino, despite the fact that whites and people of color use marijuana at roughly the same rates. She says the consequences of their encounters with the court system hinder chances for good jobs and housing and can even lead to deportation for undocumented immigrants. Nixon says if there was more political courage in Albany, the drug would already be legal.
The simple truth is, for white people, the use of marijuana has effectively been legal for a long time. Isn't it time we legalize it for everybody else?
Cuomo, after an event on Long Island, responded to the announcement. He denies that New York is behind other states.
No, I think we're actually ahead on it. We announced months ago that we were going to study the legalization issue precisely for that reason.
The governor had requested the marijuana legalization study as part of his state budget. It did not end up in the final spending plan, but Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi says the state health department has the authority and the resources to do the review anyway. The study will look at the health impact, criminal justice effect, and consequences to New York resulting from legalization of the drug in surrounding states.
I'm trying to depoliticize the issue and say, let's get the facts. We now have states that have legalized marijuana. Let's look at the facts and the experience and see what happened there. And let's see what the consequences are if Massachusetts and Jersey, if we have two borders that have legalized marijuana, then what does it mean?
Cuomo, in an indirect criticism of Nixon's statements, says he wants to try to reach agreement on the issue between Democrats and Republicans in the legislature so that a bill could actually become a law.
The best way to forge consensus is on facts rather than opinions, stereotypes, past experiences.
New York already has a limited medical marijuana program. There's no timetable for when the New York legalization study might be completed. Meanwhile, other states are moving forward with their plans. The first retail marijuana stores are set to open in Massachusetts on July 1st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.